Stillman and Company is delivered by TriStar Moving, 1025-1063. The game, streaming live on Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, and Facebook Live. Thanks to the law offices of Amanda J. Gentry. Caroline did the midday show today. Ian is here today. Hello, Ian.
What up, what up?
Okay, Mike Vrabel had a press conference. We'll get to that in just a second, because the Mike Vrabel press conference I found to be somewhat fascinating. But I did a lot of talking last night. I made a bunch of phone calls. Some of them got picked up. Some of them didn't get returned. The ones that got picked up, I was actually surprised by, even more so than the ones that didn't pick up. And I expected the people that didn't pick up to be the people who did pick up, and the people who did pick up, I was expecting to be the people who wouldn't pick up. But I'm trying to figure out what happened. I'm trying to figure out why John Robinson got fired in the middle of the season as the Tennessee Titans general manager. We did 5 hours on this yesterday. We threw out every single possible theory. Was it the plane in Green Bay? Was it a confrontation between Vrabel and Robinson? Was it a power struggle a la Floyd Reese and Jeff Fisher? Why? Was it the AJ trade? Was it the idea that Amy Adams Strunk didn't know about the AJ trade, even though she was sitting right there when it happened? Why did this happen? And the reason, and it hit me today, the reason why I looked so hard for 5 hours as to why I made the phone calls to figure out why I called literally everybody and their grandma to figure out why, and what I have heard, I realized all came from me as a fan. So I'm going to explain this. There's been one legitimate report, and legitimate might be a little strong here, in talking about what Adam Schefter said yesterday on NFL Live when he was talking about why the Titans decided to make the decision that they made with John Robinson. This is what Adam Schefter said.
He's got 4 years after this year on his contract. Now, a lot of people around the league have called up and asked all day long, wondering if there's something more to this, if something happened. And I've been told that that's not the case, that this is a simple decision of the owner wanting to go in a different direction. I think everybody remembers the A.J. Brown trade. They saw the Eagles this weekend, and A.J. Brown lit up the Tennessee Titans. But I think that the owner was not happy, entirely happy, about not being included in a lot of conversations. And I think she felt like she wanted to go in a different direction. And so they've appointed Ryan Cowden as the interim GM, and they'll wind up being in the GM market after this season.
And so I thought, there's no way that could be true, that that could be it, that that is all. That Amy Adams Strunk looked at the roster, and she looked at the draft picks, and she looked at the trades. And I even look at things when I get mad at Robinson when thinking about him, more so than you do. Like, I'm more mad about the fact that Rashad Weaver got in a bar fight right before the draft and the Titans didn't know about it, but Paul Kaharsky reported that they did. I'm more mad about that than I am the A.J. Brown trade. But as far as, you know, dude, you got to figure this stuff out. That's your job. But I kept thinking as I was like, why? Everybody that I talked to basically said, you know, word on the street is that it was just a football decision. Amy Adams Strunk decided to make it, and that's what happened. And once I started to let that creep into my mind that that's what happened, I got depressed. And the fan inside of me got depressed. I love the Titans. I went to the first game ever playing the Cincinnati Bengals. I remember what it was like before John Robinson showed up, when Zach Mettenberger and Bishop Sankey were starting for this football team. I remember what those days were like. That team sucked. You know it. I know it. We all know it. It was awful. And so it started to creep into my mind that Amy Adams Strunk was unhappy with John Robinson's performance and that she fired him, which is what she's saying, which is what behind the scenes people are saying, which is what Adam Schefter on the front end is saying. And while I'm still not completely convinced there isn't something there, I am worried about the fact that there may not be. Why? Because if that is the case, if all it is Amy Adams Strunk sat up in her box and watched A.J. Brown go ham on the Titans on Sunday at Philadelphia, and she got so mad about that and she got so mad about the offensive line, and she got so mad about Bud Dupree's injury history, and she got so mad about Caleb Farley and Isaiah Wilson just on Sunday, and then turned around on Tuesday and fired him, than what I believed about the Titans and the way they're run at the top was wrong. I woke up on Monday thinking Amy Adams Strunk was a great owner. I thought Amy Adams Strunk hired good football people. I think she was ready to make decisions when she had to make decisions. I think she was not afraid of making big decisions. I thought she had a great relationship with the fans, and I think she still does. And I think she's a great person. The way they treated Floyd at the very end when she was in charge, that meant a lot to me. I thought Amy Adams Strunk was a great owner. And so as a Titans fan, I looked at these other teams. I look at Jerry Jones and everything that he does. And I look at Jim Irsay with the Colts and his press conference and hiring Jeff Saturday off the street. I look at the Cleveland Browns and the $230 million they gave to Deshaun Watson while he was in the middle of litigating 24 sexual assault cases. I look at the Jets. I look at Washington and Daniel Snyder. I look at the Raiders and I laugh. Because my team has a much better owner than all of those teams. And you know it, I know it, everybody knows it. Dan Snyder stinks. Jimmy Haslam's crazy. Mark Davis has a terrible haircut, might have the worst coach in the NFL. Ha, 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 Jeff Saturday. And it felt good to feel that way. And here I am today, trying to figure out what it is that led to the Titans in the middle of the season with five games to go, firing their general manager, because that's not what good owners do. If it is as simple as, I just didn't think John Robinson was up for the job anymore, then why would you fire him now? It doesn't make any sense. Again, Ryan Tannehill today was answering questions about John Robinson being fired. Mike Vrabel was answering questions about John Robinson being fired. And John Robinson, again, you can say whatever you want, but when they were talking today, Vrabel, about GM responsibilities, he made it sound like, well, I mean, you know, there's really nothing that can happen between now. This is all practice squad guys. It's all whatever. It's, you know, who cares? It's nothing. Well, if it's so not important, why isn't Robinson doing it? You eliminate the distraction going into a Jacksonville game, a game you absolutely have to win, and just let the season run out, and then as soon as the season is over, say, goodbye. Why would you do that? And the only reason that I can come up with of why they fired him in the middle of the season is because they were so down on him, unless there's a, and I am not accusing anybody of anything, and I'm certainly not accusing Robinson of this, but unless there's a, you know, the secretary's daughter-in-law married the way he goes, unless there was something like that, or there was a fight between him and Vrabel, or there was a something, but normally people talk. So when those things happen, it usually kind of squeaks out a little bit. We all remember Sally Reese calling in to George Plaster to air out the dirty laundry between him and Jeff Fisher. It usually gets out. And so the fact that nobody's talking, everybody's saying, yeah, you know, this just was a football decision, it depresses me as a fan. Because just as Amy Adams Strunk must have thought in February when she extended John Robinson for 5 years, that she had a great general manager on her hands, I was sitting there thinking they had a great owner. And just as she thought, yeah, maybe my general manager's not that good, me, a fan, I am sitting here looking at the fact that they fired their general manager in the middle of the season, and I'm thinking, that's what cuckoo teams do. That's what the bad owners do. That's what the Giants do. That's what the Jets do. The bad teams. You don't ever see the Baltimore Ravens do something like that. You don't ever see the Pittsburgh Steelers do something like that. Think about it this way. Everybody acts like what was going on with the Titans was so incredibly egregious that, oh my God, they traded away A.J. Brown and he torched him, fired. Let me ask you a question. Let's say there was another team in the NFL, just using this as an example here. Let's say there was another team, and unlike John Robinson, the general manager of this team inherited a franchise-level quarterback, right? So Brady, Mahomes, Allen, you know, that kind of quarterback. And they had a really, really good team and a really, really good receiver, just like A.J. Brown, maybe even better than A.J. Brown, and they traded that receiver away. And instead of being 7-5 and winning their division, this team was terrible and not going to make it to the playoffs. Why is nobody talking about that general manager getting fired? And you're like, well, I mean, it was so egregious that they would trade away the wide receiver. There's no way. Oh, really? Because I'm actually talking about the 5-8 Green Bay Packers. This idea of how dare you trade A.J. Brown? How dare you? How dare they trade Devontae Adams? By the way, their quarterback, better than your quarterback, and everybody knows it. Their roster, we saw it on Thursday Night Football, worse than your roster. And the Titans went to Lambeau Field. I was there, and they kicked that ass. And Brian Gutekunst is not getting fired in Green Bay, at least not this week. So if the Titans, if there is no there there on John Robinson, and Amy Adams Strunk was just sitting from afar with her binoculars and thinking, yeah, you know what? I don't like the Julio Jones trade. I don't like the Isaiah Wilson pick. I thought the Caleb Farley pick was stupid. The A.J. Brown trade didn't work out. Fired! If that's what happened, and again, there's not any leakage that's been coming out that tells me otherwise, then everything that I thought about this ownership and the structure of this organization is wrong. And that's hard to swallow. There's a reason why the Dallas Cowboys haven't won anything since Jerry Jones made the impulsive decision to talk a bunch of trash about Jimmy Johnson at the owners' meetings, and Jimmy Johnson quit. Bad ownership. And no matter what happens, Cowboys have a great team. Somehow Jerry drafts better than almost every general manager in the league. And at the end of the day, we know the Dallas Cowboys aren't going to win the Super Bowl this year. They couldn't play nice in the sandbox when Bill Parcells was there. They hire coaches like Wade Phillips and Jason Garrett, and all he does is stand on the sidelines and clap. And last week I used to think, ugh, I'm so thankful my team doesn't do things like that. And right now, unless there's a there there, and it doesn't feel like there is just from what everybody's saying, just like the Titans changed their opinion on John Robinson, it pains me to say this, but I kind of feel like I'm starting to change my opinion on the Titans. Because if it was simply we didn't think he was doing a good job, and there isn't a singular moment of disrespect, there wasn't the misuse of a credit card, there wasn't the lying to the owner, there wasn't something like that that happened, this move doesn't make any sense by any football standard. And they can say all they want about their focus being on the Jacksonville Jaguars. When you fire your general manager with a 7-5 team, your focus is not on the Jacksonville Jaguars. Von Miller's out for the year with a torn ACL. If we weren't talking about a fired general manager, we'd be talking about what does that mean for the Bills and what does that mean for the Titans, who are likely to play the Bills in the playoffs. But we're not. Because right now, we look at this team like, who cares about the playoffs? Because they don't think they can compete in the playoffs because they don't like their roster enough, apparently. 615-737-1025 is the phone number. I already see your phones. 615-737-1025. We will get to them. This one makes me sad as a Titan fan that if this is what it is, that the owner just said, I'm not happy anymore with football, you're fired, that doesn't add up with good ownership. Coming up next, Vrabel's press conference today. What he said, but more importantly, what he didn't say. And then I do promise we will get to your phones this hour. Chris Sanders will join us as well. Stillman & Company, 1025, 1063 The Game. Stillman & Company, I don't know how many texts we're going to be able to get to today, but I was just kind of glancing over the text line. And some people have got to understand something, which is just because you like a move, like say you don't like John Robinson, you wanted John Robinson fired, doesn't necessarily mean that firing him in the middle of the season is a good move. It's funny because Vrabel today was all talking about how, oh, there's not a lot of roster moves to make, so it doesn't really matter who's in charge and yada, yada. And it's like, well, then why'd you fire your GM today? Again, this is a 7-5 team that was going to be the 4 seed. Nobody understands why you fire your GM there. I'm just telling you. Now, there are people that are like, love the move, Jared. Look at a roster. I'm like, then do that at the end of the season. But I digress. Mike Vrabel had a press conference today. And I felt kind of bad for Vrabel because I felt like the questions really weren't for him. But he also has to understand the context of the Tennessee Titans and know that this is an organization that between coaches and general managers has a history of backstabbing. And I think that probably even goes back to the Oilers, but I didn't live in the Jerry Glanville era. I didn't live in the Bum Phillips era. But I know it happened with Floyd Reese. He got stabbed in the back. I know it happened with Mike Munchak. I know it happened with Mike Mularkey. I know it happened to Rustin Webster. And I clearly know that it feels to a lot of people like it happened to John Robinson. And so I listened to Vrabel's press conference today trying to see what he would talk about, what he wouldn't talk about. And I was more taken, or I focused more on what he didn't say today. So just listen to the question. And on a couple of these, listen to the answer. Because a lot of the things, you know, when did you find out? He said, oh, I found out. I said this. Or, you know, I want to thank John Robinson. And John was my boss. And he gave me a chance and things like that. But TD asked a very good question about involvement in roster construction. Listen to Vrabel's answer.
Do you feel like you had enough involvement in the construction of this roster right now?
My focus is clearly on the Jacksonville Jaguars. It is like, what do we need to do? Who's going to be available to look back and to reflect? My job was to do everything and to support the personnel staff wherever I could to make sure I coordinated the coaching staff and ultimately get the players prepared. That goes on this week. You know, I mean, that this is – you know, again, the timing and the change is never easy. We recognize that. You know, we're looking forward to it. The players had an unbelievable attitude. You know, they're looking forward to getting back into football, you know, after having
So the answer is no. Like, hey, roster construction, do you need more roster construction than you had before? I plead the fifth. That is the Bill Belichick on to Cincinnati. That's what that was. So he decided not to answer that question. Now, how about this one? Was this a surprise to you? This was a surprise to literally every other person in America yesterday. Was this a surprise to you, Coach Vrabel?
A surprise to you?
Again, change is never easy.
Stop. Okay. We going to answer the question? Continue, please.
I'm focused on where we're at right now. I think that, you know, there's surprises that happen each and every day. I respect the decision that Amy and the ownership group made. I appreciate their support as we move forward to play the Jaguars.
Okay, so he won't even answer if he was surprised or not. Why do you think he won't answer why he was surprised? Ian, you got an idea why Vrabel won't answer if he was surprised or not?
Well, I imagine because he probably wasn't surprised.
Okay. But he didn't say it. I plead the fifth. I asked him specifically about the roster because he was asked about roster control and said that he and Ryan Cowden are going to manage the roster the rest of the year. Well, as with anybody doing anything, it leads to the obvious question, well, if two people are co-managing something, somebody has to have the final say, right? Like, so is Vrabel doing the day-to-day decisions and Cowden is making the big picture decisions? I don't know. I asked Vrabel about, hey, who's really got the final call here? You or Ryan Cowden?
Who has final say on the roster between you and Ryan?
I mean, I think ultimately Amy does. I would say that, you know, we're just trying right now to work forward to see where we're at with the guys to finish the season. You know, we've signed guys, we've brought guys in, we've signed John Reed, Terrell Basham before that. I don't see that as being something that's even, you know, any sort of issue. You know, I mean, we're trying to find some guys out there that may help us going down a stretch.
Okay, so John Reed, Terrell Basham, just know you're not important enough for us to have a discussion about you. You know, it doesn't matter, whatever. Who gives a rat's ass about John Reed? That's what Vrabel just said. But again, who's got final say here? Amy does. Amy, we want to claim this outside backer off the Ravens practice squad, but I want to claim the guard because I think our guard depth, what do you think we should do? Really? Or do you think that there's somebody who's in charge and Vrabel doesn't want to let you know? Because as much as Vrabel can act like there's not a lot that could happen between now and then, there are things that could happen. If somebody gets hurt, for instance, and the Titans need to clear up cap space in order to claim somebody, there are big moves that affect next season that would have to happen. And let's think, was there any team this week that lost an important player, and then because of that important player getting hurt, another player who had a nice little salary got waived, hoping to go to that team, and then they, across the league, had to decide if they were going to claim Baker Mayfield? Oh, it did. So then I followed up. Okay. So if you and Ryan don't agree, even if it's John Reed, even if it's Terrell Basham, and I don't even know who the hell those guys are, but even if it's them, or what, Baker Mayfield or somebody else gets released and you guys don't agree, who has the final say?
If there was an issue, though, that you and Ryan disagreed upon, whose decision would be the decision that ends up being made by the club?
I would imagine that Amy, the person that makes every that would have the final say in every decision if we disagreed, and that's where we would leave it at.
It's a matter of personnel, like signing a linebacker or something.
I think we would consult, you know, with the ownership group, and you know, I think we would come to a collaborative. Right now, at this point in time, we would come to, you know, a collaborative agreement. I mean, this isn't, you know, I hate to say that. You know, it's going to be the different. I don't think that's going to come up right now in December.
Okay. Even though half the teams across the league had to decide if they were going to claim Baker Mayfield yesterday. That's not going to happen. That if a wide receiver on a team that's unhappy decides that he wants to be cut, that they're not going to have the opportunity to add that guy. Or if it means reworking a contract that would affect next year, that can't happen in December. That can't happen when they make the playoffs and they're making a run for it. You see what I'm saying? So Vrabel pled the fifth there. And then I thought this was crazy, which was, you know, would he want more or the same input with a new GM?
Do you expect to have the same level of input, Mike, with the new GM or more on personnel matters?
You know, my focus today is trying to get this team ready for the Jacksonville Jaguars when those conversations come
so
up.
So you now have your answer, which is he pled the fifth. So were you surprised about John Robinson? I plead the fifth. Do you want more as far as the roster is concerned? I plead the fifth. Do you expect more input with the next GM? I plead the fifth. Who is actually in charge of the roster between you and Ryan Cowden? I plead the fifth. Amy is. I'm supposed to believe that Amy Adams Strunk has turned into Jerry Jones and is going to make the decisions for this football club. There's a reason why Mike Vrabel's not telling you the answer to those, where it is clearly defined that somebody has to decide who makes the decisions for the football team. The reason is he doesn't want to tell you. He doesn't want to tell you if he wants more input with the next general manager. Because the answer is probably yes. He doesn't want to tell you if he's the guy who's making the final decision on the players. Because if he were to say yes, then all of a sudden we would all point to Vrabel's lining it up to be the next GM. He doesn't want to answer if he was surprised about the Robinson firing because he probably wasn't. So, to me, that press conference, and it was an interesting press conference, and Vrabel didn't just totally go Jacksonville, 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 but I was more fascinated by what Vrabel didn't say than I was by what Vrabel did say. Do I really think that Amy Adams Strunk is making the call on outside linebackers if they sign him? And if that's the case, then we all have much bigger problems than we already thought. I see your phones lined up. We're to them next. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. 615-737-1025. Stillman and Company. Caroline wants to tell you about the Caesars Sportsbook app.
All right, huddle up, people. It is time for the Caesars Sportsbook Report. Now, your first bet with the Caesars Sportsbook app, it is on Caesars. Up to $1,250, Caesars has you covered. Just sign up using the promo code RADIOFULL, one word, RADIOFULL, and then place your first bet. And if you win, that money is all yours. Go have fun with it. But if not, don't worry about it, because you'll get that stake back as a free bet. Now, if you're watching the Grizzlies game tonight, Oklahoma City Thunder on the road at the Grizzlies, give me the Grizz -8. And you can add in some same game parlay options if you think that Steven Adams will be over or under 11.5 rebounds. If you think that John Morant will be over or under 8.5 total assists, you can make those bets on the Caesars Sportsbook app. Open to new users in Tennessee who are 21 or older. If qualifying bet loses, bet amount returned as a credit. Must use within 14 days. See Caesars.com/promos for full terms. Gambling problem? Call or text the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. Caesars Sportsbook, you bet, you get.
So as far as you and John in the
John and I have a, John and I have a great relationship. I spoke with him at length last night and thanked him for the opportunity, like I said, to coach this football team and to lead this football team. I asked him if there was anything that he wanted me to share with the players, which I did, you know, because the timing of it, you know, I know that, you know, there was things that he wanted to thank the players, you know, for their efforts. And you know, he saw them each and every day. You know, he signed them, he drafted them, and thanked them for what they, you know, went through. You know, and he sees the injury report the same as I do. And he knows that, you know, they go through a lot. And so he wanted to thank him. And I did that.
You know, if Mike Vrabel ever wants to be a radio host, I'm going to have to work with him on, like, staying on topic and not just, but I thought that was fascinating. John and I have a great relationship. We talked last night. I thank him for giving me the chance because, again, a lot of people around here think that Vrabel stabbed him in the back. And it's unfortunate for Vrabel. But that's just what happens in this organization. The guy before Vrabel got stabbed in the back by the guy a lot of people assume Vrabel stabbed in the back. But Vrabel, at least publicly, is making it sound like he didn't stab Robinson in the back. Phone lines are driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. I promised right to them. Doug has been waiting very patiently and is up next here on John Robinson. Thank you for calling. Go ahead, Dougie.
Hey, guys. Hey, we have a saying in business. Hire very, very slowly, but fire very, very quickly. And I think it's gotten to the point where you've seen pictures of that pumpkin where Guinness Book says it's the world's largest pumpkin. Well, that game in Philadelphia, it was the world's largest straw that broke the camel's back, right? And if they don't believe, if they believe that he's underperformed for a number of years, is there any reason to carry on through the end of the season?
Yes.
I'm looking at it like I think you got an ownership group that says, if we have to sign anybody, we can do it. But the sooner we get rid of them, the sooner we can put our plan together in terms of true replacement without a lame duck going through the rest of the season and then maybe miss.
So there's only one of three reasons. Good call, Doug. There's only one of three reasons that you fire somebody at this juncture in the season. Number one is misconduct. So any kind of misconduct, you know, sleeping with someone you shouldn't be sleeping with, like Ime Udoka of the Celtics, you know, the pornography at the wrong time or something crazy or, it, you know, Jared from Subway, something like that. You know, any kind of misconduct. Use the company credit card at the strip club like the Alabama coach before Nick Saban. You know, whatever it may be. I think that was Mike Price. Whatever it may be, misconduct, that'll get you fired. It doesn't sound like misconduct is what got him fired. Number two, the second reason you fire somebody at this juncture, because the next decision that they could make is so important that whatever happens from you firing him, whether it's to have to pay him out through the next 5 years or whether it is, you know, to have the total distraction of your team, the complete embarrassment of your franchise, the fact that you're telling your players, hey, we fired our general manager because you suck, and how that would probably make them feel, all of those things, that next decision is so important. And if John Robinson was on the clock next week and was going to be picking with the 26th pick in the draft, then I would agree that if you don't think he should make that pick, that's fine. But even Vrabel today said, well, I mean, you know, it's all practice squad guys and who's out there and Terrell Basham and John Reed, so who gives a rat's ass? Well, guess what? If that's the case, it's not worth the distraction to your team. And the third reason you fire somebody right now is because you don't want them to get themselves out of it. And you're thinking, what does that mean? Let me ask you a question. If the Titans had beaten the Eagles, or if the Titans had beaten the Bengals, would John Robinson still have a job? Hard to see a lot of people being on board with the idea of the Tennessee Titans going out there and beating the Bengals and John Robinson not having a job today. What if they don't hit the snapper? And all of a sudden, Ryan Tannehill, down by 7, gets a chance, and Treylon Burks, who already caught one deep ball and has had a good game, Treylon Burks catches another one. The Titans score. Vrabel goes for 2 like he normally does in those situations. Titans get it, win the game. Joe Burrow gets the ball back 11 seconds. They throw a Hail Mary. It doesn't work. Titans win. Does John Robinson still have a job? Probably. Well, what if this team wins the Super Bowl? What if this team, and we've seen that defense lock down the Chiefs this season. What if this team wins the Super Bowl? You're going to fire John Robinson after that? Probably not. So you fire him now, where it's, well, they're coming off of 2 losses, and you know that when they start playing Jacksonville and Houston and the Chargers and all these other crap bum teams, that you're not going to be as low as you were on Sunday, and that's why you fire him. Because you don't want him to GM his way out of this. Even though there's really no work that the GM can do between now and then that would result in a cataclysmic change of the Titans' fortunes. But the idea of, you know, we wanted to get a head start on next year. This is not college football where you want to start looking for your next coach. That's not how this works. Brad is up next on John Robinson. Thank you for calling. Thank you for waiting. Go ahead, Brad. Brad.
Yeah, Jared, this is Brad.
Go ahead.
Listen, I'm just recently retired from the sports business, 45 years, and here's all I'm going to say is many, many years ago when I made a decision that someone, I did everything I could to, you know, first try to save the associate or whatever, but when the decision was made, even when my partner says, why don't you wait? Why don't you wait? Let's get another body in here. Let's do this or that. I can't be a phony. I don't want to display that kind of phony leadership to the rest of my team. And so I completely understand the timing piece. It wasn't even a question at all to me. Now, does that mean it's a good thing or bad? I don't know about that. But
Brad, was your organization that you were running, was the message when you decided to fire someone to basically tell everybody there that they suck?
No.
But yeah, so it's not an apples-to-apples comparison.
If I had associates that did what you're doing, then I could deal with those folks, and I just called them disturbers. You're just disturbers. You don't understand. I respect that in person too much to keep them. If my disturber, Brad, thank you for your call.
Or whatever you want to call it. This is not an apples to apples comparison here. The idea of, you know, I've decided for 43 years that if I was going to fire someone, I'd fire them that day. Okay, and so is that going to tell everybody before the most important point of your year running your company that everybody that now works for you thinks, man, I suck? Imagine how Treylon Burks feels today, where there's a huge rumor out there that the owner didn't know about the trade, which, by the way, is impossible for her to not know about it. She was sitting right there. But imagine how Treylon Burks feels today. And so now you fire the general manager. The coach already says there's no real moves that could be made between now and then anyways. You fire the general manager, and now it's a massive distraction for your team going into this game. I'm sorry. No matter what you do, unless you coach a team like that, that has basically already punched a ticket to the playoffs, whatever it may be, it's not the same. It's not comparable. Nobody does what the Titans did. Nobody does it. Nick Suss, who is the new beat writer for the Tennessean covering the Titans, Nick Suss went back and looked it up. And I think the general manager of the Buffalo Bills in 2000 is the last time that anything like this ever happened. That's it. A winning record, general manager fired in the middle of the season. It never happens. And so to sit there and be like, oh, the timing's fine with it. Here we are. This is the biggest distraction all week. They're playing the Jags. Come on now. More of your phone, 615-737-1025. But Chris Sanders is going to join us, former Titans receiver. And I do wonder this. I do wonder if the players, and not the idea of like how the players, would they be upset about John Robinson? I don't think they care about that. How would they feel about their owner basically admitting in the middle of the season that their team's not any good? What does that mean? Chris Sanders joins us next. Speaking of Chris Sanders, tune in for the pregame show this Sunday live from Sonny's Patio Pub and Refuge, located at 1322 6th Avenue North in Germantown. Join me, former Titans receivers Chris Sanders and Derek Mason, 9:30 to 11:30, prior to the Titans and the Jags. The pregame show is brought to you by TriStar Moving, Parman Tractor and Equipment, Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey, Superbook Sports, and Ounce of Hope Cannabis Company. Play silly underdog picks today. Pick three football underdog teams you think will win this week for a chance to win great prizes. Play now at thegamenashville.com or the 1025 The Game app. Silly Underdog Picks is presented by Volunteer Hose and Gasket and Superbook Sports, voted the number one sports book in Vegas. Download their app today. I think people do not understand the distraction that the firing of John Robinson probably means to the Titans and what it means for the players. I don't think the players are sitting there really all that concerned about John Robinson, but I think the idea of, man, the owner must think we stink. Even though they are going to go to the playoffs, and the message that it sends, that I can't get over. Chris Sanders joins us now, former Titans receiver here on the program. Chris Sanders, of course, always joins us and is always presented by Parman Energy. Now hiring fuel drivers, visit ParmanEnergy.com. Chris, let's start with this. How do you think it makes the players feel when the owner fires the general manager while they're 7-5 and leading the division?
I mean, it's mind-boggling because the situation. I mean, as a player, we really don't focus on the business side of it. I mean, it really opens up your ears. You know, I was just listening to Simmons when they interview him. You know, how he thinks about the situation. He basically said that we just got to do our job, even though the situation is going up in the front office with him being fired. As a player, we still just got to do our job. I know that sounds kind of cliche or kind of like just some words, but we still got a job to do. We can't focus on what's going on in the upper rooms.
I understand they can't focus on it.
Yeah,
I have a hard time believing that they're not actually doing that and that they're truly putting their focus 100% behind the Jaguars.
But actually, you are. I mean, it's like that you're nonchalant about it or not really hearing the rumors of what's actually going on. But at the end of the day, you got to go out there and do a job because you might end up like Robinson. So I understand. They understand what's actually going on. They understand that John Robinson got fired. But at the end of the day, these guys know that they still have to go play the Jaguars. And I think that's what they're trying to focus on. I know the rumors are going on. I know their wives at home are asking questions and people at the gym asking all these things. But you got to keep your focus because you got to go against the Jags this week on Sunday.
Does it matter to you at all, the message that it sends to the players, that the owner thinks, well, I got to get rid of my general manager right now because these players stink too bad?
I just don't understand the timing of it. I know you guys have been talking about it on the radio because I was listening to Mike Vrabel's interview. He said this. He said change just happens. But why is it happening now? I mean, you're 7-5. You're about to win the AFC South. You have 5 winning seasons. You went to the playoffs. You're in a position to make a Super Bowl run. But why now? And the one thing that I'm trying to figure out, and I'm being careful with my words, but what's the reason and what's the cause and what's the purpose of doing it now? I mean, I understand that you have to make decisions, but I can understand that this was a 3-13 team or a team that was just consistently losing. They had 5 seasons where they went to the playoffs, and you're letting your general manager go now when you're still in position to make a Super Bowl run. So I look at it as something happened Sunday night. And the reason why I say I believe something happened Sunday night, it might not happen on a plane, but I guarantee you, and I know I'm speculating a little bit, but I bet you when they went back to Metro Center, something happened in those meeting rooms where somebody got upset, because you just don't, you know, let a guy go when they're winning. I don't understand.
I agree with you. Chris Sanders is our guest. I agree with you.
Yes,
that something had
down.
To happen, because if something didn't happen, Chris, then that's just, in my opinion, that's like cuckoo ownership. That is like
absolutely.
The Cleveland Browns or the Jets or, I mean, the Washington. Like, Jerry Jones doesn't fire the general manager when they're winning in the middle of the season.
Absolutely. I mean, but just look at what's happening. I mean, what makes it so mind-boggling, Jared, is if you said it earlier in the week, because I was listening to you, you said if this is a 3-13 team, you know, I know they don't have all the players that they want, but even last year, they still won. Even this year, they're still winning. Even this year, they have a chance to win the AFC South. Even this year, they're hosting a playoff game. Even this year, they have a chance to win, to make a run at the Super Bowl. So what's the reason? What's the cause? And what's the purpose of letting your general manager go now? It just doesn't make any sense. And I'm going to tell you that, you know, and I'm not saying it actually happened, but somebody got offended in Metro Center and said, I had enough. You're out of here.
I don't disagree with that. I mean, I think anything's on the table here.
Yeah.
Even though nobody is talking. Chris Sanders is our guest, former Titans receiver. Here's what bothers me.
Yeah.
And let's just say, again, on the surface of what we know, that this is a football decision, and Amy didn't like the football. And there's a lot of things John Robinson did that, quite frankly, you know, we're not Isaiah Wilson, Caleb Farley.
Right, absolutely.
Even little things like not knowing about Rashad Weaver's arrest like a week before they drafted him.
True.
But here's what kind of gets me. I've been with the Titans the whole ride.
Right.
I remember when you played. I remember when you got hurt. I remember when you got cut. I remember when you came back. I remember when Floyd Reese got fired. I remember what it was like during the Mike Reinfeldt and Rustin Webster era. I remember what it was like when John Robinson showed up to a team that had Zach Mettenberger at quarterback and Bishop Sankey at running back.
Mm-hmm.
And you know as well as I do, Chris, that
it
is very easy. Just ask the Texans, who were up 24-0 in the 2019 playoffs against the Chiefs. Just ask the Texans how long it takes to go from winning the division consistently to the bottom of the league. And that scares me, because John Robinson had this team competing for the Super Bowl over the last couple of years.
Man, they have. And the thing about it is everything you said is 100% right. And just looking at the whole body of work of what he did, he took a team that was in disarray. He took a team that had no identity, that had no purpose, that had, you know, a losing mentality, and turned it into a winning mentality. And when you start getting a winning mentality, what do? You go get a coach that has a winning mentality. You go get Mike Vrabel that has the DNA of overcoming adversity. But then all of a sudden you build the team up and you get what you want, and just because you make a couple of bad decisions, yes, he made a bad decision with Isaiah Wilson. Yes, he made some situations with Caleb Farley. But why do you give him an extension in February? It just doesn't make any sense. You created an identity with this team. You created a culture of winning, and that's exactly, and I say this respectfully, that Amy Shrunk wanted. That's exactly what you wanted, to build a winning attitude, so everybody's on board, everybody's on the same page. But why are you letting them go when you're 7-5 and you're the top of the AFC South and you have a chance to make the Super Bowl? But I let you go. So something was said that somebody got offended and said, I don't like what you said. You're out of here. And I guarantee you that somebody said something.
One thing I'm bothered about, Chris, is kind of the fan reaction. I mean, I'm stunned at the lack of defense for John Robinson. It reminds me exactly of when Mike Mularkey got fired.
Yeah.
And
I'm like,
do you people realize that the Titans sucked before these people showed up? Like, they were horrible. And I took a call yesterday. Guys, like, Mularkey was such a terrible coach. I'm like, what? He took the worst team in the league, and they were 9-7 overnight with Mariota at quarterback. They won a playoff game at Kansas City. I'm like, you cannot say John Robinson is a bad general manager. Yeah, they won too many freaking games, Chris. It drives me crazy. Where do they come up with this stuff?
It's crazy, but let me read something to you, because I read Amy Shrunk's, the statement that she put out. She says this. She said, I want to thank John and his dedicated work to set the organization on an upward trajectory, and I wish him the best for his family. That means you're going up and up. So why you let me go when I'm taking the organization up and up? You know what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? So, you know, and I respect Amy. I think she's amazing. She's done a great job.
I thought that too.
But here's the deal. If you're saying that you're taking our team up and up, but I'm going to fire you. Ain't that what you want?
Chris, there's one thing I'm worried about. That is Vrabel taking over the franchise and I'm talking about long term.
Right.
Vrabel is the general manager and coach. I don't like it. I'm against it. What do you think?
I think everybody should know their roles. And let him be the head coach, let somebody be the receiver coach, whatever. But when you start doing a whole bunch of responsibility, you're trying to be the GM, you're trying to be the head coach, you're trying to coach everybody's position, then something is going to be lacking. That's the only thing I'm concerned about. I'm not saying he can't do it. But when you start doing a whole bunch of positions and, you know, trying to be the GM and trying to recruit and do all these things, then something's going to be lacking. So I just think that might be the problem. If he does that, I just think it'd be a bad idea.
Chris Sanders, as always, joining us on the program presented by Parman Energy, now hiring field drivers, parmanenergy.com. Chris, great stuff. See you for the pregame show on Sunday. It should be spirited.
Yes, sir.
Chris Sanders joining us as always. I'm glad that I'm not the only person in the world that thought that John Robinson did a good job. But a lot of you people don't remember what this was like. You guys don't remember what it was like when Bishop Sankey was the running back here. I remember what it was like. It was a freaking embarrassment every single week. 615-737-1025. There is a rumor that has spread like wildfire as far as Amy Adams Strunk, John Robinson, A.J. Brown, everything else that is spreading worse. I mean, it's like the QAnon theory of Titan fans. And we have finally gotten to the bottom of it. And so we'll do that. We'll explain that coming up next. Hey, the Preds have a game tomorrow night. It's your chance to participate in Preds Pick to Click, brought to you by T.J. Anderson Homes of Benchmark Realty and Superbook Sports. If you correctly guess a Preds player that scores a goal in the game tomorrow night, you win a pair of tickets to an upcoming Preds home game. Participate in Preds Pick to Click tomorrow morning at 8:45 with Robbie and Rex Road.